Why Humans Avoid War, Part 27, written by Space Paladin 15, read by Daniel Million. Kylon Point of View. Terran Command had reluctantly furnished a new vessel for us after determining that the flagship was damaged beyond repair. This one had nicer accommodations since its primary function was in a diplomatic capacity. Its maiden voyage would be tonight, as the humans were hosting an ensemble of Federation dignitaries and officers. The plan was to give a brief overview of Earth's military history, as well as its current arsenal. The new speaker was making a genuine effort to smooth things over, but I knew it would be difficult. Many of the representatives still struggled with the truth, and Eula's death had raised new suspicions, especially since Ambassador Johnson had been in the room when she was killed. While security footage of the assassination showed Biem pulling the trigger, that hadn't stopped conspiracy theorists from claiming the Terrans had orchestrated the whole thing, that the altercation between the Ambassador and the Devourer was staged. To be honest, I wasn't convinced they were wrong. Not that it would bother me if the humans were behind it. What nagged at me was witnessing my own funeral on television. I felt like a traitor to the Jatari, and that thought made me sick to my stomach. All I wanted was to return home, to reclaim my old life, to stand behind the helm of my own ship one last time.
Kylon, you look unwell.
I lifted my head, spotting Rykov at the entrance to my quarters. He must have just returned from the capital in advance of tonight's conference. Between his bloodshot eyes and the splint on his nose, I thought he looked worse than I did. I forced a smile. Welcome back, Mikhail. Or is that General Rykov now? He winced.
I'm sorry. I never meant to steal your job. I haven't accepted yet.
Don't be stupid. You deserve it.
I don't know that I do, but thank you. Anyhow, I just wanted to let you know. You should be off the ship within the hour. It wouldn't be good for either of us to field questions about how you came back from the dead.
I figured as much.
Good. There's a shuttle waiting for you in the hangar bay. I've made arrangements for you to spend a couple days planetside. Might help you to adjust to human culture. And at worst, it's paid time off.
Anything beats dealing with politicians. You have fun with that.
At least these ones aren't... shouldn't speak ill of the dead.
The mention of Eula piqued my curiosity, but I figured I should refrain from asking about her. If the Terrans did arrange her assassination, then it wasn't a subject they wanted to discuss. Learning their secrets never ended well at any rate. It was how I got stuck here in the first place. When it came to the humans, some questions were best left unanswered. I stared at the floor, trying to quell the resentment brewing in my mind. We probably shouldn't speak about her at all. Rykov must have read something in my expression because his eyes narrowed.
You want to know if we killed Eula, don't you?
As far as I know, we weren't directly involved.
That implies you were indirectly involved, I pointed out.
Well, I feel sorry for Biem.
A remorseful expression crossed his face, and his voice became subdued.
I sensed something was off the last time he was here, after the refugee camp was destroyed, but I never thought this would be the result.
Nobody could have expected that. I mean, how did he even get a gun into the hall in the first place?
That's the crazy part. He tagged along with the press and slipped the gun into a sound engineer's bag. Security barely gives the media a second glance. Once he got past the metal detectors, he just pickpocketed it back.
Clever bastard. Perhaps he has a chance on the run?
Maybe. For what it's worth, I hope we never find him.
Something tells me you won't look that hard.
I think I've already said too much, Kylon.
I fought back the scathing reply in my head, which was that it didn't matter. There was no love lost between Eula and the Terrans. Of course they wouldn't be chomping at the bit to bring her killer to justice. Who was I going to tell that wasn't human, anyways?
Right, then.
Well, I suppose this is goodbye, I said.
For now. Take care of yourself, all right?
With that, Rykov waved farewell and disappeared down the corridor. As solitude presided once more, my longing to reach out to my people grew insatiable. In the name of friendship, could I watch the Terran military at best render my species obsolete? Was preserving my image really more important than ensuring the survival of my race? The humans slumbered now, but their history showed what they were capable of under the right circumstances.
It seemed unlikely they would set off a supernova in the middle of the night, but the problem was that they could. The only way to counter such a possibility was to catch up to their technology, like how Earth had superweapons tucked away, just in case. If the worst came to fruition, the Jatari deserved a fighting chance. Risks be damned, this was my final service to my planet. I fetched a razor from my go-bag and sliced it across the palm of my hand. Then my fingers uncorked an empty water bottle and I allowed my blood to drip into the container. The nanites sealed off the wound with haste, but not before a usable sample had seeped to the bottom. I pried a piece of paper from my notepad and laid it out on my desk. As I fished out a pen, the words seemed to flow from my hand of their own volition. The new arms race is upon us. The entire Federation is scrambling to imitate human technology, but with this blood sample, we can be the first. This is just a taste of their classified genetic engineering project. Research in this field should stay our little secret. Building an arsenal should be the primary focus, but as you can see, there are civilian uses for the nanites as well. Medicine, construction. Just don't let the humans see we've caught up. They wouldn't react well to us leveling the playing field. Hell, it might incentivize them to build something worse. Trust me, keep this one off the books. A friend. I folded the note, then attached it to the bottle with a rubber band. A glance at my holopad confirmed the route to the guest chambers. As a newly minted Terran officer, I had clearance to review tonight's guest list as well. Jatari Ambassador Palom was booked for room C-14, which therefore was my destination. The mission was quite simple. Drop off the parcel, then head to the hangar bay for a well-deserved vacation. All I knew as I set off from my quarters was that this felt right. Several humans crossed my path, but they were of no concern. As long as I acted normal, I knew they wouldn't give me a second glance. My detour to room C-14 was brief anyways. In and out, before any onlookers could develop suspicions. It took only a few seconds to slip the package beneath Palom's pillow, and then I carried on to the hangar bay as planned. With any luck, the Jatari ambassador would notice my correspondence when he retired to his chambers. Would Commander Rykov understand if what I had done ever came to light? If our roles were reversed, I doubted he would abandon Earth. Perhaps in my position he would have taken similar actions. It was too much to ask of a soldier to turn his back on those he swore to protect. The potential consequences of my decision were not to be understated. I knew that. We were dealing with the humans' warfare, the kind without honor and without winners. This breach not only risked incurring the Terrans' anger, but also elevated the chance of galactic destruction. The more parties that possess nanite weapons, the more likely it was that someone would use them. But those dangers could be dealt with at a later date. It didn't matter that we were living in a tinderbox unless someone created a spark. I was going to put the terrible things I had witnessed out of my mind in the hopes that one day they would truly be forgotten. Today, it was my intention to live it up and hope the humans stayed friends for a little while longer.
Why Humans Avoid War, Part 27, written by Space Paladin 15, read by Daniel Million. This concludes Book 1 of Why Humans Avoid War. This has been an awesome ride, and I truly enjoyed reading this story and hearing from all of you with your opinions on the story and characters and all of your feedback to this recording. I loved getting into the mindset of characters like Rykov, Kylon, and BM and attempting to feel the emotions that they would have had. It was a fun exploration of what humans can be like and where things could go and what kind of possibilities there are and just how terrifying we can be sometimes. I want to thank all of you for coming along with me on this journey, and I appreciate every one of you. I know there was a large delay in the last few stories coming out, and I'll most likely be making some changes to upcoming things to make them a bit more manageable for me timescale-wise, so I can keep doing this without huge gaps of time in between stories. Other than that, I just wanted to say thank you all again for being so amazing, and I look forward to continue doing this, and I hope you all keep listening.